Jamie, a couple of weeks ago, I showed you a letter I found in the Yu Yangs. It was in a post box. There was a giant sign that had, beep, dating apps. insert radio edit here. And it was addressed to fellow Yu Yangs walkers. Are you single between the ages of 26 and 34? And it was a single member of our community pushing aside dating apps, going, you know what, not having any luck in bars. I'm going to try my luck in putting it into the universe.
And people found these letters all over the place. And we have got the person responsible for said letters in the studio. Caroline joins us live in studio. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Caroline, what did it mean? Well, firstly, what was the response to this? Because this is quite a brave move to write a letter of what you're looking for. You're putting your attentions in the universe, what you're looking for, and then leaving them so publicly.
Yeah, I guess I think the shift to dating apps is really interesting. I mean, it's sort of, I guess a lot of other people are sort of siding with me on this. Like, it's really difficult to get your voice out there and meet other people.
And connect on a deeper level than just a profile photo.
Yeah. And I think I know it's a bit of a weird way to do it, but
it's unique, that's for sure. And what's the response been like? Because you've dropped thousands of these letters in different locations, like, and you said to email you. What's the response been like from people who have got your letters and maybe made contact with you?
Oh, it was actually just in one spot.
Yes,
so that's where it got a little bit, I guess, misconstrued in the media because I literally just painted the sign, placed the letterbox in the Yu Yangs, and one spot for someone to find it.
It's like Chinese whispers.
Yeah. Why Yu Yangs? Is it because you wanted like a mountain climbing kind of guy or a dirt bike riding kind of guy?
I guess that's kind of true. I was just going to the source, to meet someone with similar interests possibly and just sort of see if there are other people who have relatable experiences with dating and, I guess an alternative approach to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Couch critics annoy me because they're the first ones to cast judgment, but they wouldn't be brave enough to do something like this. It was labelled toxic because if you just put it out there, what you're looking for in a partner.
Mm.
Did you start getting some positive emails back, legitimate people who were hoping to meet you?
That's the funny thing. Yeah, I actually got like paragraphs of, I guess applications, people call it. and then there'd be people who were like, so my son and I are in New Zealand.
Oh, no.
So there was ones like that.
Well, mum's trying to hook up their son. He's like, oh, my son's amazing. You'll love him.
Yeah.
His name is Terrence and he's a real estate agent.
What's been the response from, say, friends and family to doing this? Because
They knew nothing about it.
Until now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So for you, it was just like, this is something you're doing for yourself.
Yeah, and actually, weirdly, I was like, I was worried about, there's a bit of swearing in it.
That's okay.
That's inappropriate.
That's the first thing that caught my attention.
Have you heard any rap song ever? All they do is swear. And they go, like, Post Malone, all does is yell and swear. You had success. Now, have you met someone or had dates or do you have a boyfriend because of this experience of dropping these letters?
Okay, so I have been on one date.
Yep.
So I've culled it down. I got about 200 emails.
Wow.
And I've culled it down to 4.
Right.
I've been on one date and I've got 3 to go. So
no pressure.
It does feel like a job application, right? We're just going through second round interviews now.
Yes, it's very strange. But I'm intrigued by the first person. He doesn't own a phone. So, yeah.
So he does spend his time walking in the Yu Yangs.
He's definitely not on dating apps.
How do you contact him? Just like yell really loudly or?
well, just going through the email address. On there.
Oh, so you're emailing back and forth.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah.
So not really.
fdatingapps@gmail.com.
Well, writing letters is the next step, I think.
And
everybody.
I am happy to say that once you've found your one, just forward the emails on to me. I'm more than happy to maybe.
Oh, you're putting out your single status, are you?
Oh, very much
Stancy
so.
Spam. Here we go, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
We really appreciate you coming in, Caroline. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. And you've got my email now, so you've got to keep us posted. We are on this journey with you now, okay?
Cool. Lovely chatting.
We're
Thank
invested.
You.
And we want invites to the wedding as well.
Yeah.
So send them on through when you know what's going on. Thank you.
Yeah.